Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
My first one-on-one with CEO at our former employer. So, you know, you walk in there and there's this expansive office and a beautiful view, and he was grumpy, which I think he was grumpy
Fancy
most
suit.
Of the time. Fancy suit. But anyway, we sit down and we do the nicety thing, and we'd known each other from some previous roles that I was in. But we get into this, he started the discussion about the reason I was there. And his first question was, you know, I don't really understand this business continuity crap, and I don't understand why we need to invest money in it. And I, to this day, I don't know if that was game or if that was for real, but it, you know, at the moment, it felt pretty real.
There might be some realism in it.
There might be some realism in it, but he looks, and then he just looks at me. So here I am in the moment of truth, right? And we've talked, you hear about this situation all the time, the elevator speech, the coffee meeting where you have 5 minutes to talk about whatever. But this was real. This was real life. I had a grumpy CEO who basically just told me that one third of my job responsibilities he didn't see any purpose in. And I looked at him and said, so, you know, there was this labor strike, labor issues in the port in Asia that was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday. He said, yes, I read that. I bet you didn't know that our principal competitor, who also gets 80% of their product from Asia, just like we do, has an exclusive deal with that port, that this labor strike didn't interfere with the loading of their containers on ships. I didn't know that. Well, wouldn't you like to be in that situation instead of them? Well, goddamn right I would. Well, we're not, because we didn't even know that. And then I walked through, here's the continuity, you know, here's part of the continuity strategy is you got to look upstream to your supply chain, and, you know, the ports are part of that, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then we got onto more friendly conversation from there. But it was an eye-opening experience for me from the standpoint of the interaction, but I think it was an eye-opening experience for him because nobody had ever had this conversation with him before.
So what we're getting at here is we get a lot of questions at BrightPath about how do I interact with executives? How do I sell my program?
How do I sell my program? How do I get what I need?
How do I help them understand the importance of what we're doing here and what's really needed to have a well-functioning business?
And usually where this conversation starts with is, of course, as typical consultants, we use the Socratic method. And we turn this around into a question of, well, what have your interactions with executives looked like previous to this? And what we typically learn is one of two things. There isn't any, which is probably the most typical answer.
Step one.
Or I met with them and I, you know, explained my credentials and why they should listen to me. And I just laugh and I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
Everyone has credentials at some level.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right. And I think to some extent, while we believe in professional certification
Absolutely. And
we hold numerous professional certifications,
we're not discrediting that.
Not discrediting this at all. That is definitely more of a qualification to get you in the door to a job or a certain job.
That's an HR discussion.
It's, yeah. Waving that at your CEO is not going to work.
Right.
If you had had that, if I had used that as, well, you need to listen to me because I'm a master business continuity professional, I probably would have been shown the door.
Right. While that is a valid,
certification. Absolutely.
That's great.
Edit out Brian slamming the coffee mug into the microphone.
Well, that's important to have that certification and to understand that and importance of that. It's not what's going to have that conversation with your CEO. That's not what's going to lead that discussion.
So what happens at this level, I think important to think about is if you're the one having this discussion with your executives, your senior, your C-suite folks, then you are probably the lead subject matter expert and leader of your program.
And he probably, or she, probably already knows that you have a certification or a master's degree or whatever
Hopefully you're on their radar screen in some way, shape, or form in a positive way. But what we're really starting to look at here is this is the interface between the SME and the business leader, right? So you have to start this conversation before you even get to the conversation by understanding your business and how your business of business continuity or crisis management or crisis comms intersects with the strategic objectives of the organization that you're a part of. So what is your company trying to do? Where's your growth? What's the mission? What are the key initiatives? And where does your subject matter expertise fit into supporting those overall business objectives? Because that is the connection to your senior executives.
And I think even beyond that, because every executive may have their own set of goals and objectives that align with the company's.
Right.
But understanding what that specific leader is looking for to reach what goals that they're looking for and understanding how you can fit in with that is going to help you as well.
Right.
Not just the big company, but that individual person.
Right. But if you can't translate what your team does, what your program does to that overall business strategy, it's probably not going to be a very good conversation for you. You have to really show the connectivity and understand how to speak the business language of your business in order to make those connection points. Because if you're talking about something crazy and you're in the nuts and bolts of your BC program and you're talking to your CEO or CFO or COO, that I'm not sure that conversation is going to go well.
So ultimately, what we're saying is do your research.
Do your research.
And be prepared, right?
Right. I mean, you always want your program aligned against business objectives. Yes. So this should already be happening. But if not, then you really think about what that connectivity looks like.
And so what if that conversation is just had, and we talked about this a lot, our previous employer, you're in, say, an elevator, or you just happen to be in a walk-by conversation with that leader. I think you should always be prepared to have something that you can talk about that will further drive that conversation.
Yes. Recent initiative, new strategy.
The elevator speech.
The elevator speech, sure. I mean, honestly, you just never know when this stuff is going to come up. And I think that you want to constantly be postured to take advantage of that accidental run-in that allows you to do something. Because you'll be surprised at how many people are not prepared for that conversation, and this helps make you stand out.
Right. We've talked about this before, so it's real easy to do this during a crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm bringing an incident to you.
Yeah.
I'm operating within my expertise. I'm hopefully explaining the crisis in terms of the overall business and the impact on the business, but I have a purpose to speaking to you, so I'm probably confident and I'm probably feeling pretty good about what's going on because I'm running a great program, and that's great.
Doing good things. And
those are easy. It's a lot harder to go in and ask for stuff.
Especially when that stuff costs money in a world where money is tight for everyone right now.
Right. I remember early in my tenure at our last employer that we'd identified risk with some data centers, and there's some things we needed to do in terms of better disaster recovery strategies, but it was expensive. It was very expensive. And we went in and asked for the money, and we got blown up. I mean, it's just, we didn't get out of the initial screening committee, and that's okay. To be fair, there were other priorities and maybe this wasn't the right one to pursue at that particular year. And then 6 weeks later, we had a major incident occur involving this actual risk. And I had the random encounter. Like, we knew about this and we knew, you know, we were working through the process dealing with this problem, but I had the random encounter with our general counsel, which is who we laddered up to later that day, who said, "Hey, Brian, I just heard about blah, 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 blah. Any idea what we should do to mitigate that from happening again?" Well, yes, here's what we had proposed that got shot down, and this was the cost, and, you know, just real high level, but that solves the problem by doing this.
Yeah, probably not a good time to say that I told you so.
Nope, I never once. Okay, maybe I brought that up after we got the money to other people.
Yeah.
But I was ready for this because I figured, as bad as this incident was that occurred, somebody is going to either formally or informally ask me about this. And I just ran into him near the elevator, mm-hmm. and we walked to get coffee, and I walked through this in about 3 minutes. We got all the money. I mean, how could you not?
The thing
just kind of fell apart on us.
Right.
But I think that's the idea of, you have to be prepared and you've got to be ready for that conversation at any point. It has to be couched in a way that goes back to, how do you support the business in those conversations?
Yep. And sometimes it is just fostering that relationship between you and your execs,
mm-hmm.
and building that trusting relationship so mm-hmm. that they do look at you as a subject matter mm-hmm. expert, and they do look at you as the sort of voice of knowledge in a certain area.
Right. I think it also goes to that, you know, there's this idea that I think we've heard before that credibility is like a bank account and you always want to be making deposits in that. It's the same thing with your executives, that your credibility with them is a constant process of building upon that credibility by making deposits, by telling the truth, by being direct, by making sure your team performs. And you lose, you take money out of that kind of credibility account when you do dumb stuff as a leader.
Don't do dumb stuff.
Don't do dumb stuff. But like waiving your certification at an executive is an example of dumb stuff. I mean, it will cost you significantly in that credibility bank account that you have.
Yep. Not telling the truth, not telling the whole truth. All of those things will also do that.
Well, I think just being, I think we had a leader at our last employer a while back that I thought, for all of his faults, was really accurate about the fact that you just got to keep it real.
Yep.
And what he meant by that is just be direct about your observations and findings and your advice on what should happen. You're going to be surprised how many people walk into your CEO's office and blow smoke up their rear end. That's not what they're looking for. They need people, hopefully like you, that are going to go in and be honest and direct about what's going on. And they need that. They need that source of truth that will be honest with them.
Yep. And I think understanding you may not get what you want right up front.
Like, I never got what I wanted.
That, of course.
Not up front.
But if you are open and honest and direct, eventually it will come around. But you have to build that relationship.
So hopefully here we've given you some advice on how to deal with executives. Be upfront. Be prepared. Be direct. Make it about the business. Tie your business back to the strategic objectives of the company and just be yourself. As folks come in, they get dressed the same way you do in the morning. They've had the same hiccups and burps and accidents and missteps throughout their career as you have. And you'd be surprised how big of mistakes some of these folks have made before they got to where they are.
And we can help provide advice around this area, and we have with many, many clients. So
we do. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.